We simulcast on radio now the WGN-TV early morning news between 4 and 6, so we thought it'd be fun today to say good morning to Dan Ponce. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good, my friend. How are you?
I'm awake, and you're probably ready for a nap at this point, right?
You know it, yeah. We're trying to get home and go back to sleep here as soon as possible.
Dan anchors 4 to 6 a.m. on WGN-TV, good old Channel 9, with Lauren Jiggetts. Lauren, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since we were at Channel 5 and you were the new kid.
That's right. Yeah, that was when I was, 25 years old? So 15 years ago now.
Oh, my goodness. Is it that long? Wow.
Yeah.
And look at you now with Dan every morning. And I admire how you're always seemingly in a good mood and you're perky. You don't seem tired. You don't complain like I do here. What's the secret, you guys?
Wow. There are a lot of secrets. I think, I honestly, Bob, we could go into the self-deprecating humor. It really is a fun team to work with.
Yeah.
And
it's fun to watch.
Getting up early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we have a good time. I mean, you get past the first 20 minutes. I mean, you did morning TV forever. You know how hard it is to get up. But once you're there, it's a great time. And we try to keep it light. And I think we do a great newscast every day.
Yeah, it's fun to listen to on the radio, too. Isn't it frustrating, though, that you feel best in those 2 hours you're on, and the rest of the day is
exactly.
Trouble.
Exactly.
Oh, I can attest to that. My family definitely gets shortchanged in this
that
we got going on right now. Yeah.
Now, I won't keep you guys long because I know it's dinner time for you probably right now.
It's actually dessert time, Bob.
Oh, it's always dessert time. And let me just say that the first part of our interview will be all the compliments, and then we'll take a quick break, and then I have complaints and requests for you, okay?
Got it.
Just so you're ready. So, as everybody knows, I think Dan's dad is Phil Ponce. Lauren's dad is Dan Jiggetts. So, with two famous parents who are in broadcasting, have been doing it, do you get special critiques? How does that work out, you guys?
Dan, you ladies go first. I know you've gotten some recently.
Ladies first.
Well, you know, it's funny. My dad calls me all the time critiquing anything from how fast my delivery was to what was that question? Why did you phrase it that way? To maybe you should go buy a different dress. So it really runs the gamut of critiques. But, you know, it's also just obviously a blessing too, to have someone that knows the business so well and you can go and talk to them and really get valuable feedback on what's going on, whether it's negotiating contracts or dealing with the ins and outs of the business. So that's been amazing to have that resource.
Sure.
Yeah, it is. It is nice to have someone in your corner because you'd be surprised. We don't get a whole lot of feedback on the job. I think people just assume you're going to do your job and you don't get a lot of critique, I think. But Bob, when I started, I was a reporter at Channel 7, and I heard from my dad all the time about ways I could improve. And I knew I was getting better and perhaps even becoming a veteran in the city when I stopped getting calls from him. Mm-hmm. So I think, okay, I'm improving.
Yeah. Well, WGN-TV Morning News, a big success, and it should be because it's a great team there with Dean Richards, and you got Marcus Leshock, and you got Morgan, and you got Sarah. And we listened to it on the way in here. Between 4 and 6 in the morning, because it's simulcast now. And since we start at 6 now, we go 6 to 10, we take the simulcast all the way until 6 in the morning. And it's really fun to listen to. And yes, there are some parts of it where we can't see exactly what's going on, but the pacing of it and the information and the fun makes it much, much better to listen to than anything else.
And what I'll also add to that, Bob, is that I think what makes WGN Morning News so successful is really we're exactly the same off camera as we are on camera. We just drop the swearing, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you have to be yourself. All right, we're done with the compliments now. We're going to get to complaints after a quick break, so you guys don't go away. Even though you'll be tempted to now, I know.
It's
we'll
stay here.
Hold on. Every morning, Bob Surratt. WGN. talking to Lauren Jiggetts and also Dan Ponce, anchors of the WGN-TV early morning news between 4 and 6, which is now simulcast here on WGN Radio. And right at the end of the broadcast, Dan and Lauren make a special announcement right before 6 o'clock. This is what they say.
You're listening on WGN Radio. Bob Surratt is up next.
There it is, yeah. Okay, so... First of all, you should make that announcement, I think, also right before 5 a.m., shouldn't you? You should say something like, if you're going to get in your car now, turn us on WGN Radio. What about doing that?
That's not a bad idea. You're going to have to talk to my agent, though. I don't think that's in my contract.
Well, I can work that out. And about the announcement you make before you go to 6 a.m., and I'm just wondering if you could make it with a little more feeling. You know what I'm saying?
A little more passion in there, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's only 2 seconds. You know, say it like you mean it. Do we have that announcement again,
Joe? If you're listening to us on WGN Radio, Bob Surratt's coming up next.
Yeah. Oh, that was so much enthusiasm. That was I sold that with all my heart.
And also... You know, MSNBC is simulcast on satellite radio. So every once in a while on MSNBC, the anchors will mention that. They'll say, especially if they're doing some video or referencing something, a picture, they'll say, and if you're listening to us now on Sirius XM, and then they describe what's happening. So would it kill you to do that once in a while?
Oh, remember, Bob, I will say that, you know, a lot of times the stories that we're also teasing are like, you know, pretty depressing stories, you know, COVID numbers and, you know, police investigations. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I get it. It's Dan Ponce and Lauren Jiggetts from the WGN-TV Early Morning News with us today. By the way, Dan, does your dad talk much about the fact that your parents were so embarrassed? Because I am, a lot of people don't realize, I am the other Ponce brother. They were so embarrassed by me, though, they made me change my name. Do they mention that ever?
It hasn't come up yet. Again, I think that's an issue with my agent. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's not
his agent's very busy these days.
Yeah, he
right,
handles.
Exactly. With all these Bob Surratt requests.
He handles a lot of personal problems, too, apparently. all right. So the big question, and this affects people who work very early in the morning. These first shifts when you're on the weekend. Now, do you try to keep the same schedule? You two, Lauren. What about you?
That's been tough, and I think anybody who works, you know, anywhere close to overnights understands this. I still get up at 5 or 6 a.m. 6 a.m. is sleeping in. 5 a.m. is usually around the time I get up. So it was funny, you know, when I took the shift, I really wanted to take it because I wanted to be around my kids more. And I did get that. At the same time, it's, you know, around 9 o'clock, that's when I really start fading. You miss all the good TV and everything else that happens after 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And Dan, the idea is not to get too out of whack with your schedule on the weekend, right?
Yeah, I don't honestly think about it too much. You know, ask me again in a couple of years, and that might be a different case. But I kind of just do what I want on the weekends. But I'm like Lauren, I still get up probably, you know, 7, 8 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I mean, people used to ask me this all the time. They'd say, "Well, you go to bed at like during the week at 6:30, 7:30 at night, don't you?"
Yeah.
And my answer, and I don't know about you guys, but I always felt, well, first of all, I'm not a disciplined guy. I couldn't do that. I don't want to do that. And if I did do that, I wouldn't know what was going on. How can you relate to people if you're sleeping at, you know, 6:30 at night? What about you, Lauren? And, you know,
I completely agree. When I used to do morning, I used to do morning show reporting for NBC, and, you know, I was trying to go to bed at 6:30. You miss out on everything that happens after that hour, particularly in news, and especially, you know, with Friday night news dumps. You miss a lot of that.
And Dan, you know, I mean, both of you, you have family to deal with too, don't you?
Yeah. No, I've got a daughter. We're pretty much on the same sleep schedule. So basically I'm sitting around waiting for Potash to retire so I can take his gig and get another 2 hours of sleep. I don't know when it's going
to
happen.
Well, I was watching a promo And Larry Potash looked younger than ever. So I'm thinking, does he go to Mexico for a facelift every weekend? Is that what he's doing?
Yep. I don't think he takes right, yeah. And I don't think he consumes any sugar. I think that's actually kind of a known fact.
He's the only one that doesn't eat the donuts. It makes us all look bad.
He brings celery and hummus just for the morning show for his snack.
Yeah, Dave's thing is kale.
Yeah, absolutely. I waste time with the other stuff.
Well, listen, you guys, I'm going to let you go have your dinner or sleep or whatever you do now at 7:27. And again, congratulations on the success and the great job you do. 4 to 6 a.m. WGN-TV Early Morning News. Now on WGN Radio, as well as Lauren and Dan will be constantly reminding you starting on Monday.
Yeah. Hey, it's a pleasure to be on the radio with you, Bob, and hope we don't mess up your lead-in.
Okay, appreciate that. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Bob. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bob.